In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Alleluia. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Annabelle and I went to go and see Aquaman a few months ago in the cinema. And it's amazing. If being a film writer must be the easiest job in the world, because you just import the Christian story, the gospel, and you just make a film out of it, and you just base your characters around it. So the hero is always Jesus in most films, and once you see it forever. So Aquaman descends to the dead. He actually descends to the place of the dead in the film. And then when he comes back triumphant into battle in his new gold regalia, one of the characters says, "The king is risen." And Annabelle went, "He's risen indeed." Has anyone been to Marks and Spencer's in the last few days? We're in the window display in Uxbridge by the food bit. It said, on top of it, there was Easter eggs, and then above it, it said, "It's not just any Sunday." Thank you, Marks and Spencer's. You've inadvertently done my job. It's not just any Sunday. They're absolutely right. Easter Sunday is the commemoration of the most important and greatest event in history. Easter Sunday is the celebration that every other Sunday in the church year is based on. Without Easter Sunday, there is no Christianity. Without Easter Sunday, Jesus is just another dead person. Easter Sunday is fundamental to the identity of God. So yes, Marks and Spencers, it's not just any Sunday. You might want to open Luke 24 if you have a Bible in front of you. Luke 24. And we're going to track through this together this morning. Verse 1. "But on the first day of the week." But on the first day of the week. I use Google Calendar. And I noticed a while ago, the week in the calendar ran Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, so on. And I thought, no, Google, I will not be manipulated by your attempt to promote a capitalist agenda where my life begins with work and then ends with spending money at the weekend. So I went into the settings, I changed it so that my week begins with Sunday, because I want my life to be arranged around the identity of God and the story of his resurrection, because life begins with the resurrection of Jesus. So my reading this morning, Luke 24, verse 1. "But on the first day of the week." And why does the week begin on Sunday? As I've already hinted, God began to create the world on a Sunday. Book of Genesis. Jesus rose from the dead on a Sunday, marking the start of the new creation, new life. So on the first day of the week, that is a Sunday, this is still verse 1, "at early dawn they went to the tomb, taking the spices they had prepared." So who are they? This is a group of women who were named later on, verse 10. Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and some other women, all followers of Jesus. They could not go on the Friday or the Saturday because Sabbath had begun. Jesus died just before the beginning of the Sabbath, so they had to go early in the morning. And what is clear by their action is they believed that Jesus died, that he really was dead. They bought spices and perfumes to anoint his body, to do their final honor to the memory of Jesus of Nazareth. So from their perspective, he's dead. And that's because he really died on that cross. So much so that the Roman soldiers didn't even need to finish him off. Crucifixion had done its job. Verse 2. "They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but they went in. They did not find the body." And now most translations add, "they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus Christ." So they believe Jesus is dead, but Luke gives a big clue as to what happens by saying they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the question is, when did Jesus become Lord? In Luke's second book, which is called Acts, Peter says, God has raised Jesus from the dead and made him Lord. You can find that in Acts 2, 36. Jesus became Lord at the resurrection. That's a little clue Luke slips in for his readers. The tomb is empty. Jesus is Lord. Why? Because the Lord lives. I said earlier that the resurrection is a fundamental aspect of the identity of God. We will see why as we read on, but we now know that resurrection means Jesus is Lord. 24, verse 4. While they were perplexed about this, suddenly two men in dazzling robes stood beside them. This day is getting stranger for them. Two men with dazzling robes. Now, that does not mean, let's be clear about this, it does not mean that they were two men with excellent fashion taste. In the other Gospels, it makes clear they are angels in the form of men. Dazzling because they are reflecting the glory, the Shekinah glory of God. Verse 5. The women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground. And this is the usual response in the presence of an angelic being throughout Scripture, fear, initially. But the men said to them, why do you look for the living among the dead? The Lord lives. It is fundamental to the identity of God. The theologian Robert Jensen said, God is whoever raised Jesus from the dead. God is whoever raised Jesus from the dead, which initially sounds a bit vague until you catch yourself and you think, no, that says everything who God is. God is the one who raised Jesus of Nazareth from the dead. There is no other God, only that God. Why do you look for the living among the dead? Jesus rose from the dead so much that God is not known amongst death, only life. Jesus himself said of God, he is not God of the dead, but of the living. If resurrection tells us anything, it says that even death on a cross is not enough for God to be known amongst the dead. That ancient prayer of the church, dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. When Jesus said, he is not God of the dead, but of the living, he was talking about when God said, I am the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. When God said that to Moses, when I am the God of these people is what is key. I am the God of these people, not I was the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. People who lived over 1,000 years before Christ, and yet they are not dead. Why? Because of the resurrection of Jesus of Nazareth. Resurrection means God is our God, because if he lives, then so do we. We are reminded of this reality every time we take Holy Communion, as some of us will do this morning. We are invited to join in with the song of heaven, with angels and archangels and the whole company of heaven, who come from, as we've already heard this morning so beautifully, every nation, every tribe, every tongue, and every time. When we sing those words, holy, 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 resurrection invites us to believe that we are not just singing with the saints in Denham, or even with the saints in some distant parish on this earth, but with the whole company of heaven. With Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Moses, Joshua, Samuel, Saul, David, Solomon, Josiah, the prophets, and the apostles. We sing with Sarah, Rebecca, Leah, Rachel, Zipporah, Esther, Ruth, Mary, the mother of Jesus, Mary Magdalene, Joanna, the other women who went to the tomb. With all the saints, we sing. If we say we believe in the resurrection, we are really singing holy, holy, holy with them. For that is the true and unending hymn of heaven, where the living are found alongside the living God. Billy Graham probably spoke to more people about Jesus than anyone else. And when he was about 90, he said, "One day you will read that Billy Graham has died. He has now died." He said, "Don't you believe a word of it. I shall be more alive than ever. I will simply have changed address. He is not the God of the dead. He is the God of the living. God is whoever rose Jesus from the dead. God's identity is life. God is not the God of the dead, but of the living. Our identity is life." And what kind of life? Those angelic men, they say to the women, "He is not here, but has risen." And it's so tempting for us to believe that Jesus came back from the dead in a sort of ghostly reality. But this is not the case. His body was not in the tomb. The reason his body was not in the tomb is because he is risen. He got up from death. He walked around. He cooked meals. He ate. He talked to people. When we say we believe in the resurrection, we believe that one day we will also rise and walk and talk with him. Our life with Jesus in eternity is an embodied one, an embodied life. God's identity is life. Our identity is life. Our life is life with Jesus embodied. He is not here. He is risen. And I've checked, by the way. A few months ago, I went to Jerusalem. And genuinely early on a Sunday morning, a group of us, the first day of the week, went down to the church where the tomb of Jesus is. We walked through the streets. We went into that tomb. He is not there. He is risen. Lastly, the angels say, "Remember how he told you, while he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man," that's Jesus, "must be handed over to sinners, and then be crucified, and on the third day, rise again." Resurrection was always the goal. Resurrection is God's interpretation of the cross. Everything was completed on the cross. Death was destroyed. Sin was destroyed. The covenant of grace was purchased. Jesus himself said, "It is finished," before he died. In the original creation, God began his work of creation on Sunday. Let there be light. He finished making all the creatures on the sixth day. And on the seventh day, he rested. On the sixth day, Good Friday, the work was finished. On the seventh day, he led in a tomb. And on the first day, everything was new. The proof that it was finished and everything had been achieved, that death was destroyed, is Jesus lives. Do you believe in resurrection? Do you believe that God is life? Do you believe that in God we have life? Do you believe everything begins with the resurrection? I'm going to pray, and perhaps some of us this morning want to make a commitment to Jesus. That it's just dawned on you that Jesus is alive, that God is life, and you want to start this life with him. So let's bow our heads and close our eyes as I pray for us. And as I pray, as I say, if you want to make that commitment, would you echo this prayer in your hearts? Jesus, I want to thank you that you died on a cross for my sins. And I am sorry for my offences, for the ways that I have let you down. I want to thank you that you are alive, that the tomb is empty, that you are not found amongst the dead, but amongst the living. Lord Jesus, would you inhabit my life? Would you make me know that I am yours? We love you, Lord. Amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.